SBS Radio.
Despite the further easing of Australia's coronavirus restrictions in sight, officials are encouraging the elderly to maintain social distancing over the coming weeks. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says people over the age of 70, especially those with chronic conditions, should reconsider inviting visitors to their homes. Professor Kelly says these factors should be taken into consideration on Mother's Day tomorrow as people look forward to reuniting with their mums.
I think, you know, absolutely, if you're feeling sick yourself, don't go and visit your mum. Please don't. If you're feeling well and, you know, you really want to see your mum, I'm sure that's fine. But for elderly mums, just to be a little bit cautious and probably keep that 1.5 metres distance for now. I know it's hard and we all want to cuddle our mums on Mother's Day, and big shout out to all mums out there. Let's just wait a little bit longer.
It comes as the 17th resident linked to the coronavirus cluster at Sydney's Newmarch House has died. Faye Rendoth contracted the virus 3 weeks ago, but recovered after displaying mild symptoms. New South Wales Director of Health Protection, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, says the 92-year-old died due to an illness unrelated to COVID-19.
We've had a discussion with the infectious disease doctor looking after Newmarch, including the residents, and the doctor is in the best place to understand what the illness was and the cause of death and so on. So without going into personal details, we understand that the person had COVID, had recovered, had other illnesses and was elderly and had died. The doctor does not believe directly related to COVID.
However, Ms. Rendoth's granddaughter, Savannah Robinson, says the forced social and physical isolation affected her grandmother's health, leading to her death. Meanwhile, Australia has recorded only 16 new infections over the past 24 hours, bringing the tally to more than 6,900. States and territories are starting to take their own steps when it comes to relaxing restrictions, following Friday's National Cabinet meeting outlining the federal government's three-step plan to lift lockdown measures. All states and territories except Victoria have set a date for easing measures, with some already beginning the process. New South Wales is allowing two adult visitors and their children to visit other households, while beaches are open for exercise, swimming and surfing. Despite this, the state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, is warning residents to remain cautious.
As we start considering, and we had the National Cabinet decision yesterday to talk about and to consider three stages, can I say that those three stages all have risks associated with them. There is no question that until we have a vaccine, we need to understand, in releasing some of the rules that we've all come to know and to comply with, we need to understand there are risks.
Queenslanders are permitted to shop for non-essential items, and up to five members of a single household can visit other homes from Sunday. Up to 10 people will also be able to gather at the state's parks, pools and playgrounds from tomorrow. Victoria is set to announce its next steps on Monday. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's pleased by the progress made by states and territories.
Our view is that all of the states and territories are heading in the same direction, but at different paces. And the Prime Minister has helped lead and coordinate this roadmap for Australia, and we want everybody to commence on that. All have indicated that they have either commenced or will very soon be commencing.
Meanwhile, the number of people testing positive for coronavirus nationwide has fallen below 1%. Western Australia is looking to boost its testing capacity in virus research, with a $6 million research fund to come before the state's parliament. The Chamber of Minerals and Energy says resources companies are expected to contribute at least $5 million, while the HBF Health Fund is promising $2.5 million. Western Australia's Health Minister, Roger Cook, says the initiative will help the state become a leader in medical research and innovation.
We are at a unique time where we can really appreciate the important role health and medical research plays. COVID-19 has shown the importance of understanding the science behind the transmission of this virus and the need to develop vital treatment and vaccines.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.